This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. We are live today right here on Fort Mill's historic Main Street at the Improper Pig. Of course, it's barbecue with a unique twist. My guest today, Alex Grinewald. And she is with Keystone, and we're going to learn more about what you do at Keystone and also get into a very important topic, human trafficking awareness. It's just incredible to me how prevalent this topic is and what it means locally, and it's not a movie that you watch where there's always a happy ending. We're going to learn what that looks like and how we can get involved and learn even more. Of course, Close Up today is presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and as I said, my guest today, Alex Grinewald. So happy to have you.
Thanks, Patty. I'm so glad to be here.
Let's get you talking real good in that mic so we can make sure that all our listeners hear all this important information that you have to share. So what do you do exactly at Keystone?
So at Keystone, I'm the prevention coordinator, and my job is to really help get the education and awareness out there around substance abuse, whether it's affecting our youth, adolescents, adults, or the elderly population. We want to help do some form of education and awareness.
That is so important to try to raise awareness and also provide a way to help people overcome their addictions. You know, but when it comes to human trafficking, that seems like an interesting connection. What is the connection?
Absolutely. So we see a lot of times victims have a substance abuse addiction, whether it is they're being victimized by being under the influence of alcohol, drugs, when they're being human trafficked. And so we see, along with substance abuse addiction, mental health, and, you know, the domestic violence. So there's a connection in all these different paths with human trafficking, and that's why Keystone wants to help play a role to prevent and bring awareness to this.
You know, just when I think I understand what human trafficking means, there's another perspective. You just mentioned drugs. Mm-hmm. And if a person is addicted, then they are vulnerable to that drug. And if the wrong person discovers that, then that can be used to put them in all sorts of situations that they would not on their own choose to be in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have a partnership with the Fort Mill School District, Rock Hill School District, Clover School District, and York School District.
Yes.
With Keystone. And you call them what, RAP sessions?
Yep, RAP sessions, raising awareness of parents and students.
Okay, so this is wonderful. A lot of times as it relates to our students, we as parents feel like we are out of the know. We want our kids to be independent. We want them to own their independence as it relates to academic success.
Absolutely.
And yet it's 2019. There are some things that are big stuff. And with computers and the internet, it's not like you can lock the door and keep them on the outside and keep your kids safe inside. So you're going to be having this session, and the topic is how to, what, raise awareness?
Yep, it's going to be learning more about human trafficking, the signs to look for, how to communicate with victims, identify victims, and just how to prevent and educate with your children, having that conversation. So it's really open to all people, all sectors of the community, parents, law enforcement, school educators, and the youth, because the youth are the ones, our target, and they're the ones that have such a strong voice, and they can be the ones to help raise awareness with this as well.
Now, I'm looking at the flyer that you brought, and I think, first of all, the visual of these price tags hanging on the top. And is this $5,000 per month for a man?
Yeah, so this is a representative on the flyer of the price tag of what it costs for sex trafficking for young adults and teens and children. And we're talking children as young as 10, and it's a wide range, but it really is capturing that young audience that are the victims here. And the price tag that you're putting on a child, that is somebody's child.
It breaks my heart to realize the other side of that equation, that if you have children available for sale, you have a market that is interested in making that purchase. You know, as it relates to South Carolina, what have you heard? How do we look, you know, compared to other states in what we're doing and where we are on this topic of trafficking?
Yeah, so because York County kind of sits on the border there of Mecklenburg up in North Carolina, we kind of get that flow over. And I know over on the Carowinds Boulevard area, very, very heavy and prevalent with human trafficking. And to me, that's such a scary place because that is where our youth, our teens are hanging out at Carowinds, at the amusement park. There's so many hotels nearby there. And so we see a lot of instances occurring there. But as far as South Carolina goes, we're making strides. Richland County is actually the number one highest for human trafficking.
And Richland County would be Columbia area?
Yeah, in okay. Columbia. And we're kind of all grouping together as a state and having task force. And people that are providing houses, safe houses for victims. And so each county has their own. And we actually have a new creation task force in York County, South Carolina. And so this task force is composed of us at Keystone, composed of people from all different sectors, law enforcement, and they're really taking the lead on helping prevent and give these victims a safe place and a new path to start a new life, get healthy, get a job, and just get the basics of how to survive life skills over again.
This is very encouraging. You mentioned parents, teens, law enforcement, community members all need the knowledge and the tools to not only detect warning signs, but also potential warning signs. I think what scares me are the stories where kids that have been, you know, raised in families that didn't want or need anything, there is a person that comes along and starts almost brainwashing them
right.
to believe that this is okay, and they are not at a place where they believe that they want to leave that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a helpless feeling, especially for a parent.
Absolutely.
Prevention is huge, mm-hmm. and knowing what you are trying to prevent or what it is that you're looking for, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
We're going to take our mid-program break, but when we come back, I'd like to learn more about what some of those signs actually are, and again, go over when this wrap session is scheduled and how parents can make sure that they do not miss it. Hey, this is Close Up, Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Hey, when it comes to local, everything's local. I love the fact that Shaw Kuster just walked by the door. He and Wink Ray, who is very involved with the Fort Mill Economic Council. And then we've got our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Hey, we'll be back with more Close Up in just a few. Our guest today, Alex Greenewalt. We're talking about human trafficking awareness.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back. My guest today, Alex Greenewalt. She is working with Keystone as, what is it that you do there?
prevention coordinator at Keystone.
Prevention coordinator. And of course, the topic today is human trafficking awareness. You know, this is a topic that we are hearing over and over again. Of course, even the Super Bowl is a magnet, and I think Atlanta authorities say that 100 girls a night are victims. We are trying to provide as much information as we can to help parents understand what signs to look for and what to do if you feel that your son or daughter is mixed up in a situation that they cannot get out of. Now, the RAP session, that's the acronym for what, Alex?
Raising Awareness of Parents and Students.
Awesome. You have a special guest coming to the next RAP session. Who is it and what does she do?
So we're excited to have Jen Thompson, the executive director at Lighthouse for Life. It's a nonprofit organization taking steps to raise awareness around human trafficking. And she's going to be coming out next Monday and Tuesday, so February 11th, at Clover High School Media Center from 6 to 7 p.m. And she'll also be in the Fort Mill area at Fort Mill School District on Tuesday, February 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. Same event, it just breaks it up so that different people have opportunities, days to attend, whether it's Clover area or Fort Mill.
I think that is so great. You know, you mentioned other area. You've got a task force that you're working with. I know just people that I've met along the way. Born to Fly is a book written by a local author. Her name is Diana Simone, and she donates profits from her book sales to help children who are targeted for human trafficking. You've got Eric Corcoran, who is also doing a lot to help those that have been victimized, because it's a process of prevention, but it's also a process of helping those sort of find their way back into society.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell me, as you know, I'm a parent, what signs would I kind of be on the lookout for if suddenly my child is not acting like themselves?
Sure. So the fact that you're already in tune, you want to be a parent that's in tune to changes in mood, behavior, absences from schools, running away, desiring for attention. A lot of the times, just a simple act of loneliness. And our youth get that attention from that stranger, whether it's online, out in the community. It gives them that sense of belonging, but sadly it's a false sense there. And so little signs like this is what Jen will be discussing for parents to really look out for. And it's not a stereotype. It's not one size fits all for every teen that's victimized. It could be the very prevalent, well-off individuals, or it could be the ones that are at a higher risk, whether they come from a family of addiction, low income. It's really not one person is targeted. We're all at risk.
Wow, that is so frightening, because the internet, your child, I mean, we all go through this as we're growing up. We like that attention. We like that, oh wow, this person really understands me. My parents don't. Nobody else understands what I'm going through, but this connection that I've made over the internet, and you believe that it's a peer, someone close in age with you, only to realize that it was a false person. It was, someone posing
right
to be someone that they weren't, just to get you in a vulnerable position to take you away from your family. And wow. Again, you can't just lock the front door and keep everybody safe. We're living in times when you have to be very aware and street savvy.
Of course. And I think it comes down to that awareness, having parents talk to their kids, talk to their youth. That's the biggest piece of prevention, is talking and having those conversations that are a little bit difficult, but they're needed.
And running away. You know, a lot of times that's a rite of passage. It seems that everybody has a story about the time they got so frustrated they just hit the door and ran away. Some of us only made it around the block, but then we got hungry and came back. But,
yeah,
you know, some go, we have an ability to travel easier today as well. I would think that runaways are very vulnerable.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And Safe Passage of York County is a big victims advocate group that provides a safe house to those that are victimized or the runaways that need a safe place to be. And so they're going to be also at the event along with the new creation to really put out their services to parents and resources of here's how they can help you and our teens in the community.
That is so fantastic how you all are working together and are aware of what you do in the process of making lives better. Once a person perhaps have found themselves, this is another misconception.
Sure.
You can be trafficked and you can still be living at home with your parents.
Right.
How does that work?
The scary thing is that there's individuals out there, whether it's the father, mother, grandparents, brother, sister, that can be a part of these human trafficking groups and using their own family members to lure in, especially because there's a lot of trust already developed there, and manipulation, you know, manipulating the youth's mind, believing that this is okay, this is normal, when it absolutely isn't. And so at home, human trafficking is very prevalent.
You know, that's interesting because I was looking at South Carolina actually scored really the best in the nation in terms of improving and what we've been able to do. And it looked like legislation is where we have made those strides, because now sex and, you know, those things are part of child abuse and neglect. They're falling under those same guidelines and breaking the law, so you're able to, they're more punishable by law.
Right, right. Wow.
And then, you know, I've also read stories about being pretty much blackmailed, like you're dating a guy, he wants you to send a picture of yourself, maybe without any clothes on. You think it's a private, you know, thing that you're sharing with just this one person, but he turns around and uses it in a way to leverage you to do other things that you would not want to do.
Right. And if you ever find yourself in those situations, reach out for help, Safe Passage, 911. There are so many victim advocates out there, because that's not normal. That's not okay. And you shouldn't be put in those vulnerable positions against your consent and your will.
I just can't even imagine the shame. I mean, that might be the beginning, and then it might lead to addiction out of the shame that you feel.
Right, or mental health disorders. The thing to know, though, is even if you are an individual that's been victimized, currently, past, present, whatever it may be, there's help and there are resources out there for you to get on a new life, a new path, however you choose. And that's what's so great about our county and our state, with all the resources out there, that you're not alone. You're not alone, and there is help.
I just think it's so great that you are working together with our school districts to, again, bring this message to our educators, to our parents, to our students. This is open to anybody.
Yeah.
And you can go and attend. It's free of charge. It's information. Jen Thompson, Executive Director, Lighthouse for Life, really providing what we need to know as parents and citizens about what is happening right here. My guest today, you got a lot of information about a lot of things, and we appreciate it so much. You're with Keystone. Her name is Alex Greenewalt. We're going to continue our conversation with Alex and how to communicate with victims, and most importantly, how can we help? Of course, this is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, so you don't want to miss what we have left to share with you. Of course, Close Up is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Lots more. Stay tuned.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. My guest today is Alex Greenewalt. She is a prevention coordinator and works with a task force of lots of people that are part of the process of helping York County be a better place. Actually, the 16th Circuit, which includes who all?
The 16th Circuit is going to include throughout all York County, so we're talking Rock Hill, York, Clover, Fort Mill, TK, that entire area.
You know, it's always very shocking for onlookers, and I say that as we hear about stories and we watch stories unfold, when law enforcement is there ready to save the day and the victims are resistant. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't add up. It's like, wait a minute, that's not how it happens in the movies. Why are victims resistant to help?
At that point, these victims have been so manipulated, and they're not able to think natural because what they're doing, what they're living, their lifestyle feels normal to them. And they're also under a control by a higher being there that's manipulating and telling them what to do, what to say, and so there's this fear of acting out. But the awesome thing is we have so many of our law enforcement in the 16th Circuit now that have the education, the tools, and training on how to recognize a victim of human trafficking and really how to talk to them and pull them out of those scary situations.
There's a fear of arrest or deportation, so I would imagine that if you are in our country illegally, you are more vulnerable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about, just being able to communicate with victims? What if they're unaware of rights? Maybe they don't think that they have any rights. Maybe they have been shamed so much that they don't feel like they are worthy of being saved. How do you communicate to them that you are?
A lot of the times you're going to have somebody that is maybe previously been in that position of human trafficking, and we're seeing a lot of the times these individuals will partner up with your law enforcement to go out to these situations of these vulnerable individuals and let them know, hey, you know, it's okay, I've been where you're at, I'm here to help you, and we're going to get you out of this situation as safe as we can. And having that peer-to-peer support and hope helps in those vulnerable situations, but it is very hard, and it's a challenge for law enforcement and anyone out there.
The fear, the stigma, the shame. I know learning the approach that Lilypad Haven uses with their safe homes, you think there's only two people per home, but there's a reason why. A lot of times they don't even want to sleep in the bed the first night, because that shame and that stigma is just so deeply rooted within them. Is it true 100,000 children are exploited through child sex trafficking each year?
Absolutely, yes. And like you mentioned earlier, Patty, that now with our Super Bowl in Atlanta, the other night, you're constantly hearing about these areas that are so highly trafficked. And so it's a scary statistic there, but that is very prevalent, and that's why it's important that we're not closing our eyes and shutting off our ears to what's happening in our community, in York County here.
And, you know, I'm just looking at, again, the signs that there are perhaps reasons to be concerned. Tattoos and branding. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it on Law & Order. It's heartbreaking to think that this is something that our educators, our parents need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. Other friends, peer-to-peer support is so important. Or excessive fatigue.
Right. And it's really being able to pay attention to these withdrawn behaviors, changes in appearance, let alone with anything, whether it's a mental health disorder or substance abuse. These are your key components that we're always looking for, you know, loneliness, withdrawn, changes, like you said, and fatigue. That's definitely going to be that red warning sign, the red flag for parents.
And what about if your daughter is suddenly spending time with an older boy? that might also be a sign to be concerned.
Absolutely. Always just know what's going on with your kids. I always say having that conversation, talking to them, being a part of their lives and knowing what's going on, it's not an overbearing thing. Now, there is a fine line, but making sure you know what's going on and where they're going, and having a safety plan in place with your children and teens. Anytime they go out, let them know at any point you can call me or this number to help get you out of maybe an uncomfortable situation.
Listen to the whisper and talk,
educate.
That is power. Thank you so much, Alex Greenewalt of Keystone Substance Abuse, for being with me today. So much helpful
information.
And make sure that you check out the opportunity at your school district website. I'm sure they'll have that up for the different wrap sessions available. And thank you for being my guest today on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Until next time, this is Patty Berger.